Sylvia Matthews Burwell was introduced to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions by Arizona Republican John McCain and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. In his comments, McCain pointed to Burwell's success at running the Walmart Foundation, saying he believes Burwell has the qualifications to run HHS and will be more responsive to Congress than current Secretary Kathleen Sebelius has been. McCain told the committee he advised Burwell, who currently manages the Office of Management and Budget, to turn down the nomination.
After all, who would recommend their friend take over as captain of the Titanic after it hit the iceberg? Obviously, she ignored my advice and accepted the nomination anyway, continuing her pattern of public service.
In recommending Burwell, McCain pointed out if she gets the job, Burwell will oversee an agency that has a $1 trillion budget and 80,000 employees. Manchin told the committee he wasn't there to change anyone's mind about the Affordable Care Act, but rather to get the most talented person for the job.
Who can get that train moving in the right direction? Who can sit down and listen to each one of us? We all have concerns. We all want to see it better. We want our fellow Americans to have good quality health care and access to it. We want to make sure that it's workable and it's affordable. And we don't have a person that understands numbers better than Sylvia, a person that has more experience than Sylvia, and more compassion.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander, focused most of his comments and questions on the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. He talked about Republican proposals to move the health care system in a direction that emphasizes choice, freedom, and lower costs. He pointed to new regulations requiring certain procedures be covered by insurance, which made most bare-bone policies no longer legal and forces customers to buy new, upgraded policies. Alexander wondered if Matthews would be willing to extend the deadline for purchasing the upgraded policies.
Senator, when I think about the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, there are three fundamental anchors that I think about. One is the issue of accessibility. The other is the issue of affordability. And the final is the issue of...
Now, Ms. Burwell, I only have 5 minutes. And so what about an answer to the question? Would you extend the 3 years that you now allow states to have to help people keep the plans that they want to keep?
Why I was mentioning the three goals is because I think any actions that are taken, one should view in the context of implementing against those core goals. Right now, the changes that have been put in place are changes that are part of a transition period as people are transitioning to a point where we can implement a system, and it's a system where pre-existing conditions are covered, where women and gender issues can't be discriminated.
Well, now, is that a no or a yes? Or you just aren't prepared,
Senator,
to say at this point?
Senator, at this point, I think we want to see what is happening with regard to the issues of implementation.
South Carolina Republican Tim Scott told Burwell he basically wanted to talk about three topics: what he called the fuzzy mass surrounding Obamacare, the promises made and promises not kept, and whether she would be the ambassador for the health care law or Secretary of Health and Human Services.
It would be helpful for the American people to have a clear picture of what is in fact happening with Obamacare, since we now are relegated to getting our accurate information from the New York Times and the Washington Post and not from HHS.
Senator, you have my commitment that if I am confirmed, the two pieces of principles that will guide me with regard to information are transparency and accuracy.
Burwell received an outright endorsement from one Republican, North Carolina Senator Richard Burr, who says he will vote to confirm her.
I support her nomination. I will vote for her in the Finance Committee. And it's for one primary reason. It's because she doesn't come with a single experience that would make her a good secretary. She comes with a portfolio of experience that would make her a tremendous asset at addressing some of the challenges that that agency specifically and uniquely has.
Not all the questions and comments directed at Burwell were about the Affordable Care Act. Senators from all parties engaged her in discussion about other HHS responsibilities like early childhood education programs, National Institutes of Health Research, regulating the amount of salt in the food supply, federal regulation of e-cigarettes, and maintaining support for community health centers. Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski discussed the fact that quite a few HHS facilities Prize are located in her state.
I also have some of the highest rates of Nobel Prize winners and some of the highest rates of poverty, whether they're in Baltimore City or mountain counties adjacent to West Virginia. So I need a chief executive officer. We need someone who will bring executive skills to this job.
The committee that had this hearing will not vote on the nomination. The next step is a confirmation hearing before the Senate Finance Committee, which will take a vote. The full Senate will ultimately weigh in on the nomination. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.